I think that the truly American fairy tale is The Wizard of Oz. Written by L. Frank Baum in 1900, much of the book began as stories that he would tell his children aloud before he committed pen to paper. It is one of the most famous and also most contested books in the American canon. Objections have been raised based upon symbolism associated with the debates about the gold standard and bimetallism. In the book, Dorothy wears silver shoes. The ruby slippers were an invention for film because they would look more striking in the color photography. And she walks on a yellow brick road to represent the gold standard and is headed to Oz, spelled O-Z, the abbreviation for an ounce, with a scarecrow to represent farmers, a tin woodsman for factory workers, and a cowardly lion of William Jennings Bryan, the populist voice of the time. Other requests for censorship or restriction of the book have come from its magical elements, which seem frightening to some people, and also from complaints that the central message of the book is that Dorothy had the power to go home all along, but she had to learn to use her inner resources, rather than praying to God to help her, and that is actually truly one of the complaints that has been filed about this book on multiple occasions. Actually, for each of the protagonists, it is a journey about discovering that what they seek, intelligence, love, courage, they already carry within themselves, and not to look elsewhere for answers. I can see how that's a frightening lesson. Learning to trust yourself and to make good decisions, not only for yourself, but for those around you who trust you and love you, is one of the most difficult and important parts of growing up. Children are by and large at the mercy of adults. They can't really care for themselves, but the hope is that they can grow up and develop a moral compass and also enough ingenuity to make their way in the world. I learned to ride a bike around the age of 5, roughly 6, and at the time we had a house with a double lot and a huge grassy backyard. Cause and effect are still pretty vague concepts at that age, as is the importance of keeping your shoelaces tied. One particular late morning, with both shoelaces untied, I decided to ride my bicycle and consequently got stranded far down the yard when my laces wound around the gears, the pedals, and the chain, leaving me and the bicycle in a heap. My immediate response was to call for help, but my dad was inside riding and couldn't hear my small child's voice. My unanswered pleas gave way to tears and panic. And after what seemed like eternity, but was probably less than 10 minutes, I realized that if I was going to get free, I would have to do it myself. And hiccuping, and still crying quietly, I set about the long and arduous task of untangling and unknotting my shoelaces and the bicycle. About an hour later, I was free, and though I had lost all interest in bike riding for the day, I had gained a huge personal victory, with the realization that I could free myself from this entanglement if I concentrated and worked through each individual knot instead of looking for someone to solve the larger problem for me. And just like Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion, it surprised me that I was able to do this, but I was never the same afterwards.